Evacuees will undergo even more health screenings and will even be temporarily housed there at the base.
Fox's Evan Brown and other countries have also conducted or are planning evacuations. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got showers likely from time to time today. Nothing heavy, nothing severe. Today's high around 56. The showers will taper off tonight. Chilly, overnight low 37. Tomorrow, we start off with some morning fog, but bright sunshine takes over. High temperature, I think, in the low to mid-60s, easy. Showers returning Friday. Dry and mild Saturday with a high around 60. Then sunshine warmer. The best day of the weekend is Sunday with a high in the upper 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith is scheduled to be sentenced today. Smith was found guilty of manslaughter for the 2016 fatal shooting of Greg Gunn. Alabama News Network will have updates throughout the day. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager in connection to a 2019 murder. Authorities have charged 17-year-old Jelante Fleming with capital murder and the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Police say Fleming shot into a home in the 400 block of Hall Street, hitting and killing Jones. He is in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. And a husband and wife died in a house fire in Deatsville Friday night. Authorities say the fire broke out on County Road 64. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause of the fire. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience, so for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate, no money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The news and views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm just looking at the list of undecided Democrats. Oh, shut up, Getty Lee. I love it, but we can't keep listening to you. Oh, I love Early Rush. So
you don't
rockin'.
Talk to Getty Lee that way, buddy.
Oh, I'll talk to anybody I want to that way, Eddie. Jelly.
I'll make a call.
Don't you start with me. You see this blazer?
Yes.
You see this new haircut? I'm business now, baby.
Actually, you're right. You're very powerful. I'm waiting for you to make a big power move. If we can get you a red tie on.
Yeah, right. 272-9228. But this list of a trio of Democrat senators considering to vote to acquit President Trump, Doug Jones of Alabama, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, but also one of the better-looking senators up there, Kristen Sinema of Arizona.
Yes.
Arizona's a weird state, man.
It is. They run the gambit on from perfectly normal people to whoa crazy.
Yeah, Arizona's a crazy place.
And there is no middle ground, either one or the other there.
But let's not leave these folks waiting by
Please.
The phone. 272-9228. Barbara, welcome to the program. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Excuse me, and War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Mr. Bader?
Yes,
I totally agree with you. They are setting up Biden to kick him to the street, and Hillary's going to step in.
I really believe
that, but let's hope it doesn't happen. And then on the occupational tax, I worked for the state a long, long time ago.
Yes, ma'am.
As a matter of fact, I've been retired 20 years. So
congratulations.
But it seems like, thank you. It seems like way back in the day, they tried to do an occupational tax. I don't know if it was in the 70s or 80s. And if I'm not mistaken, and like I said, I'm old now, but it seemed like the legislature knocked that down. And, you know, the fact that that Montgomery is the capital, you know. And like I said, I don't remember it all. I guess I should have looked it up before I called, but usually I don't even call.
I believe the last time we tried to do this with Todd Strange, it was found that it'd be against the Constitution to have a tax that would only affect people who were traveling in to work in Montgomery. It has to apply to everyone. The only exception I believe is allowed is for the military, federal employees.
Well, this was even before Strange. Like I said, it was a long time ago. I just remember it because, you know, we wanted to fight it. But anyway, that's just my comments. And like I said, I don't normally call. I'm usually getting ready to go to exercise class. But
well, what do you do
today? What do I do?
For exercise,
aerobics in the pool.
Oh, nice. Yeah, pool. That's always fun.
Oh, it is. It's great. It's the best thing in the world for your joints.
Well, I've got a big, I got a 4x8 of squats, deadlifts, and hang cleans waiting for me this afternoon. So I wish I could play in the pool.
It's a whole lot better. And you know, it's good for you without being, putting pressure on your joints. So, and when you get my age, you don't need much pressure on your joints. But I do love this show. Joey, you are just doing a fabulous job. I'm so proud for you.
Thank you, Barb. So, I really appreciate that.
And I love Jack, too. And I listen to y'all all day. I tell you that all the time. I turn it on in the morning and don't turn it off. Usually I even listen to repeats of Dan. So
you and me both.
Barbara, because you do that, I need you to look out. If I really screw up sometime, you need to call and tell me because I trust
you. I will.
All right. Thank you, Barbara.
I'll keep you straight.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, Barbara.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to the phone and talk to Joel. Hey, Joel, welcome to the program.
Hey, I agree. The police officers need extra money, but that's not why they're leaving.
Right.
You've got Bill Franklin has got a staff of applications from Montgomery Police Department. The chief of Wetumpka has a staff, and both of them pays less than Montgomery. If it was money, the folks from Elmore County and Wetumpka would be applying to come over here to Montgomery.
So, well, it's money and, I guess, requirements of the job. Like, Montgomery's different than, say, Wetumpka or Prattville.
Yeah, now,
it's really not. You got minimum standards for both of them. So what it is like Cody Smith is being sentenced today, when you've got a DA that will prosecute an officer trying to save his own life, and he's going to prison for it. That's when a lot of the applications started coming in to Elmore County, when they said, well, we're not being backed up by the citizens of Montgomery County.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's what it is. But you have a great day, Joey.
Thank you, Joel. Appreciate it, Joel. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to line two, see who this is. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Anita.
Hey, Anita, how are you?
Hi, I just tuned in about 5 minutes ago, so I'm not sure if I'm supposed to comment on other things other than the taxes.
Oh, yeah. Go wherever you like. Yeah.
We're wide open.
Okay, I have a question about the congressional and Senate primaries. They're both coming up in March, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Is there going to be a forum? Excuse me.
For the Senate side, I'm not sure if you're going to get a forum/debate with all the candidates. Bradley Burns said yesterday he'd be all for that. I don't know if Jeff Sessions would be warm to that. I'd imagine Tommy
Tuttle will. He didn't come to the last one, I heard.
Right. For the congressional candidates, I imagine they just did one in Dothan too long ago.
Okay. I'd like to... Is it online by any chance? Is it recorded online?
I don't believe so.
I think it is.
Okay.
We'll just have to keep a lookout, because we still have a little over a month left. I'd imagine there'll be something here in the Montgomery River region area. I'll be sure to tell you if something does come up.
All right. Do you have an idea of the front runner at this time?
For the congressional race?
Yes.
You have to say that with all the money he's spending, Jeff Coleman, I'm certain has a pretty good chance. But, I mean, there's been a lot of smoke kicked up over this lawsuit from the DOJ with the waiting issues. His opponents are hitting that hard. So I kind of think what we're going to end up with is a runoff. So I'm not certain who exactly is the front runner. I've not seen any polling.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to know at this time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Yeah, with, you know, Troy King's got the name ID. Jeff Coleman's got the money. Jessica Taylor, the work they did getting that ad that went viral, talking about wanting to take on the squad. And she's been very forceful in a rebuke of Jeff Coleman, and just very good. I'd want to get a little more nailed down on where she stands on particular policies and issues, and hope to have that opportunity soon here on these airwaves to interview her. But I like her a lot. I really like Terry Asdorf. I've described her as the adult in the room.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Very impressive to me. Folks, I say all this stuff, like, I don't completely agree with people. I'm not looking for somebody to pass any sort of Joey Clark purity test, because nobody's living up to that, not even Joey.
We all have faults, don't we?
Right. Especially given how malcontented I am, a malcontented libertarian that I am. I'm more looking out, can somebody genuinely represent the state I know, the people I know? Do they have a good head on their shoulders, be able to hold their own? Oh, and I keep forgetting Barry Moore has incredibly impressed me. He impressed me yesterday on the Dan Moore show. He impressed me when he was sitting in that chair you're sitting in now, Nettie. I think Barry would be a fantastic choice. I'm not giving my full endorsement. I'm undecided still, but Barry has been wonderful on these airwaves. Great guy, very conservative guy, was early on the Trump train, and he loves the Freedom Caucus up there. He'd want to join those guys. We can't go wrong with that. That would be fantastic. So shout out to Barry. I apologize for forgetting about you, Barry, in all this talk. But, well, you know, maybe it's the cold medicine. No. Just being absent-minded. 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Pretty good. This occupational tax, which is not going to affect me because I'm retired, so I don't care what they do, but I don't live in Montgomery. But
what is up there in your retirement laughing at us?
Yeah, I said, you know, and my daughter works in prep, but none of my family is affecting any of my family, so y'all can. That's why I got away from Montgomery. I knew it was going to implode one day.
Yeah.
What has the mayor said about it?
He is, I saw a tweet that he sent out that he's all for the study, and it was kind of this generic, Montgomery for the future. Thank you to Glenn Pruitt for proposing this study. So,
Just give him some more money, just like one of your guys there mentioned the fuel tax they put on. Right. Yeah, I wonder where all that money's going now.
You know, maybe the city or the county can work up some deal if you're going to do this occupational tax. You take taxes, sales tax off a whole slew of items, everyday necessities, groceries, and maybe other stuff. But we'll have to see.
Have you ever known them to pull a tax away, Joey?
No, of course not. But, I mean, folks, I think Glenn Pruitt is the swing vote. I'm not saying go... Don't be mean. I think folks overplay the mean card
it
too much.
It doesn't do any good.
No, but if you're really concerned about this, call Councilman Pruitt.
And have a conversation. That's something I've learned with people. Instead of attacking and getting attacked, just have a conversation.
Amen.
Goes a lot further.
How is this going to affect, like I said, I live in Prattville. We're already getting a ton of business from Montgomery on shopping.
Yep.
I mean, there's a steady stream on the weekends over here. How is this going to affect businesses in Montgomery moving to Prattville?
I think a good bit of businesses will reincorporate or set up headquarters outside the city limits. Some will be captured. It just would cost too much. It'd be more trouble than it's worth, even with the tax.
But the downside is you're not inviting business to Montgomery. You're giving business reasons not to come to Montgomery.
Well, and I guess what they're going to try to do is create incentive packages, all sorts of other stuff.
Okay.
And there is a lot. Let's not be completely down on Montgomery. There's a lot going on. Getting that F-35 program.
That's a great thing.
The internet kind of switching hub. There are
another
opportunities to attract newer businesses. The development of downtown now expanding beyond just the riverfront. Is that neighborhood over there is blowing up. There's a lot of good things happening, but... when you're throwing more taxes on, it does trouble me.
Yeah, that's
it'll be
what I don't like.
Something else for people to look at. Somebody's going to open up a business and say, I can, Prattville's 10 minutes away. You know, what's the...
Right.
Well, I learned that in Millbrook when we opened up a pizza business. If we'd opened up a pizza business 100 yards down the road, we would not have paid city taxes, which was 0.25% of our gross sales. The smart people was the franchise people. They located 100 yards down the road. They didn't pay city taxes. And
it's the same situation with you talking about, people coming to Montgomery. If you talk to, I know a lot of people in the military and they live over here. When they found out they were getting transferred to Maxwell, they were told immediately, do not move to Montgomery because of the schools and other problems.
That is schools are clearly the biggest issue.
Yeah, but we still don't have a plan.
Well, the public schools. We actually have some pretty good private schools.
They're
expensive.
I lived in Montgomery for 30-something years, and it's never changed. It's always the same old thing. I moved up here in 84, and they were talking about the schools, and they were going to do all this for the schools. They're still yapping about it, and nothing's changed.
Well, and Jim, on that front, I have to say it's in the paper this morning. It just frustrates me to no end because... As I've told y'all that Charlotte Meadows is a good friend, I'm just going to have to call her and ask her what's going on. She did not comment, I think, but the headline in the paper today is Unity School Services Splits with Lead Academy. And, I'm again, all of the above approach to improving education, whether you can make traditional schools work, whether you do conversion charters with some of these schools, or whatever, you have these startup charters.
To
like
me, whatever
Lead.
It takes to educate our children.
But this was a messy start, to say it mildly, for yes. Lead Academy. It really does, though, come down to the parents who have sent their kids to Lead and what they're thinking. But we'll see. But apparently the kind of outside group, Unity School Services, has broken off with Lead. They stopped providing those services in December. And so they're trying to completely dissolve the contract. And I'd imagine they'll be looking for another group to help them. But, again, a messy start at Lead. And I'll try to follow up on it and talk to Charlotte, see what's going on.
I don't think
there.
Money's an issue over there. I know a group that I'm a member of, we gave them $250,000.
Yeah. So, Jim, appreciate the call. You have fun up there.
Yeah, have a good one.
In Prattville in your retirement. Lucky
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, the preferred community. Thank you.
Right. Take care.
I've grown to actually, I do appreciate Montgomery. Yeah, sometimes you get that whole where you're from, you don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I think Montgomery is right at a crossroads. It could be a fantastic city of the future, really part of the New South. And it's just, we got to make the right decisions going forward.
Part of the New South, you're right, but the problem is the ghosts of our past continue to haunt us.
Yeah.
And hold us back. Well, it's just it. We're not, we still have those old ways of thinking.
Yeah.
And until, you know, until we can open our minds up, I think we're going to continue to have the same issues we've had in the past. It's going to still continue to haunt us.
Right.
Education being number one.
272-9228, 272-9228. Folks, again, thank you to Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams. They're doing a fantastic job. First-time home buyers need that first-time mortgage. Kim and the team will walk you through the process, make sure you know what you qualify for, where you are in your financial situation. They're straight shooters that serve the customer first. Great work there. She's even helping me out, get my situation better so I can be in a good position to buy mm-hmm. a home and get that first-time mortgage. But also, if you have a current mortgage and you need to refinance, again, it all depends on your current situation, financial situation. And Kim Williams and her team do a great job of assessing that situation and saying, hey, if you're stressed out about it, especially if you have other debts besides your mortgage, like credit card debts, any outstanding debts, and you have a lot of stress from your finances, they can maybe take a load off. Maybe skip a couple of payments. That can go a long way. Save you up to hundreds of dollars a month in payments, thousands over the year. There are a lot of great options that you may or may not qualify for, but you'll never know unless you call Alabama Home Mortgage. And if you're a veteran, please take advantage if you're in the home buying market of VA home loans. Kim Williams and the team at Alabama Home Mortgage have made it easy, simple. They deal with the VA direct. They know about all the latest changes, what's going on at the VA. They do fantastic, fantastic work over there at Alabama Home Mortgage. Call them today, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Thank you to Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage for being sponsors.
Great people over there.
More news and views with Joey Clark and Eddie Bader when we come back.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. That's the number Biloxi Gambler called. Biloxi Gambler, welcome to the program. Before you keep talking here, because I want to hear what you have to say today, one of these days, and I might regret saying this, I think we should do a whole show about your life.
Oh, I'd love to.
Because you've been, right, a stand-up comedian. You've been all around the country, right?
Yes, sir.
And not necessarily, like, it's not like you had a Netflix special or anything. So, but that's still...
Oh, they didn't have that back then.
Exactly.
Let me tell you one of the advantages to the time that I came through, 87 to 94.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't have everybody in the audience with a cell phone taping everything I did.
True.
So I haven't any of my evergreen material. I still have.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, there's nothing out there.
That's how Jay Leno still does it, I believe. He's got the same stuff, and he's still making it work.
Yeah. Oh, well, Jerry Seinfeld, I worked with him, and he could not understand why people want to do, why do you want to do a new hour every year?
Right, but that's what a lot of these comics do. These new, like, we got Burt Kreischer coming into town. Love that guy, but he's always got to do a new hour. All these new guys have these podcasts.
But $20 says he takes his shirt off 5 minutes into the show.
But what's funny to me, you mentioned having like a Netflix special. Why would you give up the material? If you watch these guys' podcasts or listen to them, a lot of the material, you can see it being worked out on the air on these podcasts. It's amazing.
Yeah, and some of it's not as good as it used to.
I agree. It depends on the comic.
It's not as perfected. It's not as polished. They have to give up on a premise because everybody already knows where you're going. You can't work it over and over again. I know Dave Chappelle, what he's doing now, which is not what I called about. But anyway, let's get
to what you want to call.
What he's doing at the clubs and stuff. They have a lock box.
That's
right. Put a cell phone in it. They lock it up.
I think a couple different comedians are doing that now.
Many are.
Yeah.
But I just used Dave Chappelle as an example. And then when you leave, they'll unlock the lockbox, and then you get your phone back.
And before you go into what you called about, I just love that Chappelle joke of people getting upset and writing them hate mail because they watched his special and they were offended. Oh, and his line is, "You clicked on my face!"
Right. You know who I am.
Yeah, he's very funny.
I love Chappelle.
Yeah, he came way after me, too, so I didn't get to meet him. But I keep up with the business. I still have all my friends out there. Hey, man, I'm a lot older than you. You got to be careful about all that weightlifting and stuff
that
you were talking about. You're you don't think it hurts you until you get my age, and then that's when your knees and your ankles and your hips, back when I could, you know, squat 400 pounds, you know, and now I'm feeling it. I didn't feel it in my 20s, but I'm feeling it now. So,
anyway. Oh, I hear you. I try not to do, like, maxes all the time, and really I don't. I go for progressively heavier weight when I can feel it, and I'm just maintenance with a little bit of growth.
Well, I didn't do much working out except in playing sports, but as somebody who's gotten older, my joints are killing me.
Thank you.
Good Lord, I'm getting old in a hurry.
Yes.
And it didn't really start, or I didn't start noticing until probably midway through my 40s, and I was like, what? Every day is like, what is going on here?
You had been through playing sports before then, and then now it's hurting.
Yeah, now it's hurting, and I think, okay, this is it. This is how I'm going to die. This is the one that's going to
wait, so y'all are telling me folks that just sat on their butt for all of their youth, their joints don't hurt today as they're older?
No, theirs hurt from finally using them.
I just got a feeling that when you get older, it's just going to hurt.
Oh, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt.
It's moderation is what you say. You got to do something. Yeah, you just don't abuse your body too much. On the occupational tax, Montgomery's going to have one. All these meetings and stuff is just to see what percentage they want to set it at.
Right.
No reason doing it more than once. And he's got a good idea. The reason it's necessary is because these outlying areas, you know, the Elmore County, Autauga County, Butler County, even Lowndes County, you didn't have a Dollar General every 5 minutes. You didn't have the fast food places. In fact, if you wanted to get a Kentucky Fried Chicken, you had to go to town. Which was Montgomery. Well, of course, they're everywhere now.
Oh, sure.
So you're not getting, you're losing that revenue. You're also losing because Walmarts are everywhere. So and then look at your online shopping. How much of that? I mean, that is the tax base. Montgomery Mall's already closed. Eastdale Mall basically closed. They sold it. They're trying. The new company's going to try to keep something
right.
going
yeah,
there.
Right.
But they moved out to East Chase, moving away.
But look at all the...
So your tax base is eroding. A lot of the people that live in Montgomery, a lot, not most, I didn't say most, but a lot are like the gentleman that called in that lives in Prattville, and he's retired. They're retired.
Right.
It doesn't matter to them. But you've got your captured businesses that are serving the state employees, because, you know, that's where they're at. That's, you know, the capital of the... state employees are all right there. They're not going anywhere. They're still going to have to eat. They're going to have their tires fixed. They're going to have to buy gas. And then what they're going to do to come back, unlike the last time where they tried this, they were only going to tax people from out of town, which, you know, you can't do that. That's constitutionally not going to fly. You have to tax everybody occupational tax, but they can turn around and take away the grocery tax. Because your people that live an hour away, and many of them do. In fact, Montgomery City police officers. I'll see a Montgomery City police officer an hour away. He's driving from home to work in a city car.
Yep.
He lives up there. He doesn't live down that in town.
Right.
He doesn't buy his groceries in Montgomery anymore. He buys his groceries closer to his house where the ice cream will melt. So they kind of have to do this. And the occupational taxes, as far as businesses moving out, well, the business don't pay that anyway. The employees pay that. So that doesn't matter. It's going to cap. Now, I want to see, and this is what will make me mad, is if they exclude, you know, I mean, they exclude the military, obviously.
Right.
Can't tax federal facility because that's not even part of Montgomery. But they can tax, if they exclude the legislators when they come to town.
Oh.
Now, that's a foul.
See, that'll make me sick.
They better not. Now, I've heard word that what they're thinking about proposing it would not exclude state workers, and they should definitely include the legislators.
Exactly.
Though, I wonder if they get around it. Instead of income, they do per diem.
The thing is, the people from out of town say that one gentleman, he popped in my call when he said, you know, it's taxation without representation. Well, the thing is that the people from out of town, they think, why am I paying tax in Montgomery? You're paying tax in Montgomery because you're using the roads. You're
right.
using the police department. You're using the fire department.
Right.
And you're not, if you're not doing anything but just working and taking the money back to the outlying counties, we've got to recapture that. So, anyway, that was my point.
Hold on.
Anyway, always good to talk to you.
We'll talk later,
Joey. Bye.
Okay. Yeah.
We've got other tax revenue systems that have kicked in.
Right, especially the lodging taxes.
Lodging tax, gas tax, yes. You got your red light cameras.
Right.
There has been a ton more.
Though, I will say, the city doesn't make a lot of money off those cameras. And
you
those
know
tickets.
Why? Because they didn't buy them.
Well, the courts make them, make a good bit of money. The courts add on fees and stuff when you get tickets. But, you know, I've talked to police officers. Mm-hmm. The city's not making a whole lot of money off that because it is outsourced and... Yeah, that's not a big revenue source. Now, I think the nickel and diming on fees, on court costs, that sort of stuff can hit people.
Look at your water, your city water, especially here in Montgomery, your water and trash. It's gone up, I think, $5 every year for the last couple of years.
Right.
Believe me, man, they're still taxing you. They're just doing it nickel and diming here and there. And before you know it, when you do your annual income check, see how much actually went out in taxes. You're going to be amazed.
Before we hit this break, breaking news, we heard... Joel mentioned earlier, it just broke. Former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith was sentenced just now to 14 years in prison for manslaughter charges. He did face murder charges. The jury found him guilty of manslaughter. It carries a lesser penalty, a maximum penalty of 20 years. They have sentenced him to 14 years.
Now, do you know the math good enough of how quick he can get out?
Not off the top of my head. I'd imagine he won't serve the whole sentence.
I think he'll probably do a third.
I can't imagine, though, if you're a police officer, what it's like to go into prison.
No. Well, what I can't imagine is, you remember when this first happened, the police department and the mayor at the time had his back, and that quickly changed.
Well, I mean, the attorneys, the prosecutors, did not pull any punches, and Mickey McDermott put up a good defense. I mean, it didn't end up being murder.
Right.
It ended up being kind of in the middle there. We'll see. We won't see. He's sentenced 14 years for manslaughter. That's breaking news. Just wanted to bring that to y'all. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of the program, folks, is part of News and Views, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. You know, Troop is just such a good guy, and he's also an expert when it comes to fine antique jewelry and estate jewelry. And that is what Heirloom Jewelers is, a fine antique and estate jewelry store located here in Montgomery, Alabama, serving Montgomery and the entire River Region for over 40 years. All and every member of the staff are experts, Troop, everybody trained at the Gemological Institute of America. They're Montgomery's most trusted estate jewelry buyer. Now, if you're looking for a very special gift, you know, Valentine's Day is not that far away. Not that far away at all.
Not at all.
And it really doesn't take Valentine's Day. It could just be any reason. Surprise the wife. Surprise the girlfriend. Surprise the husband. Get an antique watch or antique earrings or bracelet or ring or necklace. There's so many fine, one-of-a-kind antique pieces over there at Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughn Road. If you're going east on Vaughn, just when you pass Bell Road, it's there on your right. That is where Heirloom Jewelers is located. But if you're looking for extra walking around cash and you've got a bunch of jewelry sitting around that you don't ever wear, you don't ever use, maybe it's kind of outdated stuff that you know, maybe gold chains when you were more youthful. Gold's going for a very, good price right now.
You mocking my gold chain, man?
Yeah, I am. If you call Troop Booth at 260-0066, 260-0066, you can set up an appointment to sell your jewelry. It'll usually be in the morning. It allows Troop Booth plenty of time to look over your jewelry and dedicate his time for you. He'll evaluate your jewelry, and he'll present you with an offer while you wait. Once you agree on a value, give him your ID, and he'll write up a purchase receipt, and boom, voila, right then and there, you get paid. So check him out today, 260-0066. 6948 Vaughn Road, Heirloom Jewelers. Be sure to tell Troop Booth and the entire team that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. More News and Views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got showers likely from time to time today. Nothing heavy, nothing severe. Today's high around 56. The showers will taper off tonight. Chilly, overnight low 37. Tomorrow, we start off with some morning fog, but bright sunshine takes over. High temperature, I think, in the low to mid-60s, easy. Showers returning Friday. Dry and mild Saturday with a high around 60. Then sunshine, warmer. The best day of the weekend is Sunday with a high in the upper 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon, a song that really defines our time. It's like we're in a crappy codependent relationship. That's what our politics have become. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones real quick and talk to William B. Hey, William B.
William B.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing, bud?
Just doing a radio show.
Oh, okay. Eddie, I think we've got a mutual friend, a realtor that lives up on Lake Martin. Named Wesley.
Yes, I love Wesley. I just did a deal with him about 2 weeks ago. Great guy.
Man, I tell you what, I'm really proud of that young man. He has he's come a long way, and he is he's doing it up there. I hang out with his aunt and his mother. Quite a bit up there at the lake, and been knowing Wesley for a long time, and I tell you, he's really, really making a name for himself up there.
Yes, he is, man. He's a great guy, a great realtor. But the best part about him is just a great human.
Oh yeah. Wesley's he's something else. But anyway, talking about the occupational tax, I don't know. Am I the only one that thinks? You know, well, okay, you're going to take that out of my paycheck for the privilege of working in Montgomery. So you're not going to get any sales tax out of me for anything, I tell you that.
No, I don't think you're alone.
No, you're not alone. I just hope enough of us stick with that program. I'd like to see the numbers, too. That'd be interesting. After they do the occupational tax, I'd like to see the numbers.
Yeah, it's coming. They've talked about it too much in recent years. It's coming. You know, maybe maybe, you know, it just on principle, you know, I won't buy any more gas, you know, anything.
Well, yeah, I can't believe it.
If I run out of gas on the interstate in Montgomery, I'll walk to Prattville.
don't, if he's hitchhiking, folks, don't be scared. He's not an axe murderer.
Oh, he's a good guy.
He's just an everyday good all-around guy. He doesn't murder anybody with an axe or a knife or anything.
I saw a guy the other day on 65 North as I was going to Prattville. He was hitchhiking. It's hysterical, man. He done took his shirt off. He done pulled his shorts up so they look like Daisy Duke shorts.
Oh, Lord.
And he's got his thumb out.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, I bet he wasn't there 20 minutes before somebody picked him up. I'm telling you.
Man, that. Your legs sure are purdy.
You kind of purdy. So he was doing the old Tommy Chong thing with the halter top. And
it was hysterical. And I wanted to pull over and just count how long it took for him to get picked up. Because I know it wasn't going to take long.
That's disturbing.
Do you remember that in, what was that movie? It was in Up in Smoke, I think, one of the Cheech and Chong movies. Where Tommy Chong is hitchhiking, he's got the halter top, you know, tied up.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. this guy had just seen that movie and said, "Hey, man, I'm gonna try."
And the big, huge, bushy beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that little hot key gray's got. That is a disturbing image.
That's right. There you go. There you go.
Well, I appreciate the call, William.
Take care,
B.
William B.
Yeah, man. See you,
buddy.
272-9228, folks. You know, you heard me mentioning it earlier to Barbara. Today is leg day for me over at the gym. Hit some squat, deadlifts, hang cleans. Get in, get out. It's good. I like that type of workout.
Yeah,
I've really grown to like it because it kicks your butt. But then afterward, like, you feel the pain, and then you feel amazing.
I was gonna say though, you feel a sense of accomplishment,
and then you're like actually hungry. It's not just like comfort eating. It's like, no, I'm actually hungry. I need some food.
So what do you go eat, Joey? Do you go eat a lettuce sandwich after that?
No, eat like a steak or something like that. Maybe some pasta.
That's good to know.
But check out Express Fitness 24/7 at the Hogan's Gym location. They combine gyms, 3331 Harrison Road. A lot of folks who listen actually already work out there. They've got some classes every few days a week in the evening. That way, if you want to be guided in a class, it's free for members. Also, there are trainers there on location. Now, once you become a member, they cost a little extra, but you'd have to work that out with the trainers. But here's what's included in basic membership: low sign-up fee, 24/7 access with a low, very low indeed, month-to-month rate, state-of-the-art equipment from free weights like I'll be using today and barbells to plate-loaded machines, cable weight machines, two whole rooms full of cardio equipment, all sorts of different types of cardio equipment. I'm a fan of the Arc Trainer. You can get a good incline and resistance on there, get a great leg workout while you're getting that heart rate up. But everything you could imagine when it comes to exercise, fitness, weightlifting, all sorts of things going on at Express Fitness 24/7. You can check them out today because it's not just the Harrison Road location. There are locations all over the river region. So check them out online at expressfitness24.com. Or just stop by the Harrison Road location. Say, I want to work out where Joey works out. Again, that's 3331 Harrison Road, the Hogan's Gym, combined gyms with Express Fitness. And again, be sure to tell Alex, Jennifer, the whole team over there that Joey from the radio sent you. I appreciate those who've already gone by, and it's great seeing some of y'all. Now, there's no pretty face when you're in the middle of struggling, doing weightlifting. Everybody's ugly.
Are you telling me you don't do the mirror when you walk by the mirror? You kind of flex.
Oh, of course I do. Okay. Of course I do. Now, with holiday eating, my arms look great, but I got a little bit of a gut. And I'm working on that now as we've turned into the new year. But I love it. Love to see you guys over there at Express Fitness 24/7. Let's go to the phones, talk to John. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
Just have a 2 points I wanted to bring up. One, as far as the occupational tax, until the city and all of your government employees learn how to live and within their own budget, they really don't need any extra money to spend. We're taxed enough already.
Thank you.
And the second thing is, I believe when Mayor Todd Strange was on your program, we just had that 6% sales tax, I mean the 6 cents a gallon tax come in on all of our fuel that we spend.
Right.
So after that happened, I believe on one of your programs, and I can't remember when, y'all had him on and said that what he'd do is take the $3.5 million that Montgomery was going to get, and instead of the city having to pay out the $3.5 million, they'll repurpose it and just use the state money.
Yep.
Where did that money go into the budget?
Right.
Until they learn how to live in their budget, make every department cut 1%. We don't need any more taxes.
Amen.
We're taxed enough already.
Do you know who your councilman is?
I live 500 feet outside the city limits, but I'm in the PJ.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's frustrating.
Yeah, buddy.
I think the swing vote here is Glenn Pruitt, and like I said, I'm not telling y'all to call him up and be mean about it. Just
call
tell
him and have the
your
conversation with
and,
him.
And
yeah.
Share exactly what you just told me.
Yes, but I mean, until you know, I have to work with the company I work with, and then the budget. But I have too many of my friends that work with city organizations, and the amount of waste and corruption and everything that happens in there. People who stand around and do nothing all day long, tighten your belt up, and you can survive.
Amen.
We have to do it, so why can't government?
There you go. Appreciate it, John.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great day. Thank you for your show.
Thank you, bud.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in before the Dan Moore show. We only got 8 minutes or so till the Dan Moore show. One last break and more news and views after this.
Much, baby.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't been here, it's easy to get to right off I-65 at North Boulevard. Then you take that first exit. That's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right, and turn right again. Three times, follow it to the end of the road. You'll come to the Capital Oyster Bar. Along the way, you'll pass our RV resort. That's right. If you want to get down here and spend a weekend on the river, we've got boats you can rent out. Bring your RV with you. If you want to stay a little longer, we'll take care of you. Y'all, we got the high-speed internet down here, security. That internet's so fast, you punch a button and goes, whoop, there it is. There we go. So all we got now, let's get to some entertainment news. No show this Sunday because we've got a big football game, so we'll probably close around 4 or 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. We'll close up early this Sunday. Next Sunday, Eden Brent will be in town. So, oh, yeah, got some crawfish starting to come in, too. So all you folks that love some crawfish, that's the time of the season's getting here. So we're cooking up fresh seafood. We've been missing you. Y'all get down here soon. Let's come on down here to the river.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides. And I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the closing moments of News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, we need to talk about this gentleman who's been sitting alongside me all this morning. Thank you again for coming in, Eddie Bader.
My pleasure.
Now, Eddie, the reviews are in. I saw some folks have been saying really good things about you, and it's deserved. Denise writes, quote, wonderful realtor, nice person, goes out of his way to help everyone. Well, that's the Eddie I know. Exactly right, Denise. And one of the things I love is that your budget shouldn't dictate the level of service you receive.
Exactly right.
And you really do a great job where if somebody tells you, I got $200,000 to spend, $250,000, that's my upper limit, you don't immediately just go find a bunch of houses right at that limit and a little above it trying to upsell. No, you've shown me, you give options.
You have to. And I do see it a lot with the realtors there. First thing they'll ask, what are you pre-approved for? 290. All right, well, let's go look at some 300s, baby.
Yeah, and we'll negotiate it down.
Right.
Yeah.
What I like to do is with anybody, yeah, the bank might have approved you for, say, $290,000, but when I remind them what their payment will be and they, you know, have to live the rest of the month too, yeah, reality sets in on them. And it's just a helpful thing that we do. The last thing you want to do is sell a house and somebody call you 6 months later and go, hey, man, I can't afford this house you sold me.
And then also for those out there looking to sell, the spring market's about to hit.
About to hit. Now's the time to call your realtor, me.
322-0662.
Right. Let us come out, take a look at your place, because a lot of people think their house is show ready, you know, and they live there so long, they don't really see a lot of the little things. So now is a good time to go ahead. If you plan on the spring, give us a call. We'll come out. We'll sit down with you. We'll view the house with you. We'll give you some touch-ups, you know, ideas to do, maybe painting. Maybe not painting. You know, some people they go to sell their house and they instantly want to put $20,000 into it because they think it'll sell faster. But you're not going to get a return on that all the time. So call us up 322-0662 or call us at the office 551-0225, the Goodson Group. We'd love to help you guys out. We help buyers, we help sellers, and we also do property management. So feel free to call us up anytime.
Oh, I appreciate it, Eddie. Again, folks, that number
322-0662.
Well said. Let's go quickly. Sharon, you're going to be the last call of the day on News and Views. Welcome.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to be nice and quick for you. Your last caller, I think I might be his shadow personality because he stated everything that I was going to say. Because I paid an occupational tax in Birmingham forever. And it was such a relief when I came to Montgomery and it was gone.
Well,
plus,
Sharon,
you have to pay taxes on it.
Right. Well, if you're of such a like mind, I got to ask, are you single?
Yes.
All right. Maybe I need to set you up with that John there.
We'll put you on hold here.
Who needs Match.com? You've got Joey on News and Views.
I don't know, Joey. You're a little bit too aloof.
Well, the life, shoe does
life
fit.
Life right now is just too much fun.
Yeah, if the bra fits, you know.
I do know. I've done it twice. But y'all have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. And
you too.
I'm enjoying the show more than I can tell you.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you. Well, Eddie, it's been a good program.
It's been great. Program.
And I think we should end with a Trump tweet. Why not?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
End on a high note, baby.
Yeah, of course, all the John Bolton bombshell has been going on in the news. And finally, Trump really, he didn't just deny it. Here's what Trump tweeted, this morning. I actually saw him tweet it 30 seconds after he tweeted this morning. It was like 6:30 in the morning our time. Quote, for a guy who couldn't get approved for the ambassador to the UN years ago, couldn't get approved for anything since he begged me for a non-Senate-approved job, which I gave him despite many saying, don't do it, sir. Take the job. Mistakenly says Libyan model on TV, and many more mistakes of judgment, gets fired because, frankly, if I listened to him, we would be in World War VI by now. I'm sure my neighbors at my apartment complex are like, what is that fool laughing at 6:30 in the morning? It was that exact line. We would be in World War VI by now. And goes out and immediately writes a nasty and untrue book, all classified national security. Who would do this?
Yes.
And, of course, NBC News is running. Trump says Bolton would have started World War VI. It's like, stop. Stop reporting sarcastic stuff as serious,
as truth,
straight news.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness. But that does it for us here on News and Views. I'll be back bright and early tomorrow at 9 a.m. Will you be stopping?
I'll be here with you, buddy. And